Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, I just saw something that I don't know that I've ever really seen, which was a casual kiss between Melania and Donald. I wonder if she knows he had COVID. She did too. So they are at a rally right now, and I'm watching this. We've got Tyrus coming up, but I think I might go to this while we wait to see to connect to him. He is in Florida. From what I understand, I think he's in the Tampa area, because I think that Joe Biden and Donald Trump are like real close to each other today, which is kind of a bold move. They've got this Biden Speaks little lower, you know, the little look box that they have on the bottom, and it's like of a parking lot with cars in it. This does not seem compelling. Donald Trump is surrounded by thousands of people, and in the background, before we went live, Carl and I were counting the people who had masks on. What's the highest number we got to here?
Six.
It's not surprising. Let's listen in.
I love this state, and I love the people of this state. And 5 days from now, we are going to win Florida. We are going to win four more years in the White House.
Well, it seems like Tampa, Florida is pretty confident. At least those thousands of people are. We'll see what Joe Biden gets at his rally. If all of your supporters show up at a rally for you, that doesn't necessarily mean and a very small fraction of the supporters of Joe Biden show up to his rallies, then I don't know that indicates anything. I don't know anything. I'm supposed to know things. I know nothing. Tyrus knows quite a bit. Let's get him in the room.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Host of Enough Said on Fox Nation. Check out foxnation.com and become a subscriber and watch Enough Said with Tyrus. Tyrus, I was told that you had the answers to what's going to happen Tuesday, and I'm pretty excited to hear what you think. Go ahead.
Oh, I do. I do. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, 100%. I predict that an old white man will win the presidency.
How old specifically?
He'll be in his 70s.
Mid-70s, late 70s.
You know what? You're asking my psychic powers to be really super specific. Yeah. And my spirit guide is telling me he's just saying the number 7, and a lot of just old.
You could work in this industry. I think you know how
to
do this.
Yeah, Kim, I have a future. Yeah. And then I'll be on and then the following Tuesday of 2021, I'll be like, I told y'all.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
told y'all who was president. We got the final tally in. Yep. So,
I mean, seriously, whether you want to say what you think is going to happen or not, do you have a gut feeling one way or the other?
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I think I really think we're blowing it. As a Republican, I feel like we're blowing it. I just.
Are you a pessimist? Perfect,
and I'm not a pessimist.
Just need to know where you're coming from. Same. I get that.
And I can back up what I'm talking about. This is the perfect example. The way that they're campaigning, Joe Biden, and a lot of Republicans make fun of him for it, and I think it's a mistake. He's taking the social distancing and the stay home stuff to the T, and a lot of Americans are having to live their lives that way, so they relate to it and they understand it. The group. When you have a large, and President Trump is doing his old school rallies where everybody comes out and you guys counted the mass total at 6.
Yeah. You could at least see 80 people behind him.
That is not what the consensus of America is doing. The larger group of Americans our support the CDC. We look at the numbers. We look at when we walk around town. We see we go into a supermarket. Please wear your masks. They're not saying the hell with the mask. Do what you want. We're missing it. And the mistake that we, that the Republican Party made, and we have to own it, is that we politicized masks and we politicized not listening to the CDC. And we made a huge mistake. Our whole campaign was terrible. We ran the Hillary game plan with one of the most kind of liked, ho-hum kind of guys on the planet, Joe Biden. And it just didn't work. Attacking Joe Biden instead of talking about all his campaign should have been positive. Mm. I know Trump likes to fight, and he had every reason to fight with Hillary Clinton. Barack Obama had to fight Hillary Clinton. And both were better for it when it was over. The breaking up the Hillary Clinton playbook for Joe Biden was a huge mistake because you're throwing punches at a guy who doesn't punch back. And after a while, it's funny, and then it's like, wow, we're trying to beat up a guy who's not going to fight back. And we could have just veered off from that, not really even mentioned Joe, and just talk about the economy, talk about peace in the Middle East, talk about prison reform, talk about new jobs.
Joe Biden said in Atlanta just 2 days ago that the Obama-Biden administration handed him a soaring economy and that Trump wrecked it like he wrecks everything else. I mean, that's the most disingenuous statement in and of itself, but I guess he gets away with it.
We can't focus on that because we're talking about email laptops again. Like, we just don't get it. We want to point out the one thing that Joe Biden said that you could argue, but some people say, well, the Barack Obama and VP did inherit. They were coming off, you know, the stock market crash, and they did get the economy back up and going. And I think President Trump took their work and then took it to the next level. So, you know, he didn't inherit what they inherited, but he was able to maintain it and continue it to grow. So everyone can take points. Every president takes points for a booming economy. That's fine. But then we can't act like the elephant in the room, COVID, didn't stop our entire way of life. And as much as most of us want to get back to our lives, we have to deal with the fact that there is a pandemic going on. And the president's approach, his campaign's approach, was like, it's no big deal. It was just it was bad. Like, straight up, it's bad. And because it's not just Democrats who are wearing masks.
Yeah,
everyone on this show is social distancing, and you're working out of your basement. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're doing it in spite of what is being shown because you're trying to show you're strong and you don't trust doctors, which is a huge mistake. I'm saying this. If this is a team meeting right now, and if we're not being real with ourselves, we're disingenuous.
Can he
still win it? Yes, of course he can. But and he probably should, but. This is a lot closer than it needs to be because I've said it all along. Joe Biden cannot win the presidency of the United States, but President Trump can lose it.
Yeah, you have said and that each week here when I've asked these questions.
We are literally the Atlanta Falcons of campaigns. We cannot play with a lead. Just can't do it. We give it away.
You're talking about the way that Trump is, you know, his approach to COVID. I do think that if – you know, you do the what if game where if you say if Obama would have used what was going on with COVID and worked on giving people hope, I don't think that an Obama administration would have peddled fear the way that Joe Biden is trying to peddle fear to win this election. Now, I know you do what you got to do to win. I don't think Donald Trump, I mean, his message of hope is a good one. Could it use some tailoring? Possibly. But he's not fighting a fair fight here. And you have to do is look at social media and the mainstream media today to know that there's no fair shake. There's nothing even close to a fair shake for this guy. In my opinion, if Donald Trump loses, it'll be partially his fault. But this media is so, there's such an activism about them that I don't see it changing in the near future. I don't know how we adapt, but I think it's a huge problem.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, a guy who's had to adapt his entire life and career, you know what you're up against. So I always said, don't give him anything. Mm-hmm. Don't give him locker room material. And President Trump has done nothing but that. Like, just keeping it real. He has completely this – he, the President of the United States got COVID because of they weren't doing what they needed to do. Like, it's just – and everyone's like, conspiracy theories, they're going to sell us all the kind of stuff. But it's just straight up. And then you come out and you say it's a hoax and it's going away and it's the testing numbers. Like, all of that is you're politicizing science.
Yeah, but he didn't say it was a hoax.
And you're going to
lose. Trump didn't say it was a hoax.
He did in the beginning. He said it was a left, quote unquote. He said that it was a liberal hoax.
He said
very early in March.
But yeah, then in his speech, but he said the Democrats saying he did nothing was the hoax, and then the media took that as an opportunity. The Democrats especially took that as
real
an opportunity.
Simple. Are you going to follow the way to President Trump?
I'd rather follow the way of President Trump than Joe Biden every day of the week.
No. Okay, no, hey, me too. But I'm saying in terms of COVID, are you just going to have mass parties in your front yard, do all the stuff that you want to do? Or are you going to be like, no, we can't because we're social distancing and we wear masks?
I've lived my life. I've gone out.
We've all changed our life. Like, we literally, but we're all doing it within consideration of others. President's had a different attitude about it, and I think it's hurt him. And I'm going to do it. I social distance. I wear my mask wherever I go. I wash my hands. I don't go to places. I don't do large venues. We're supposed to be back in the studio, but we had a huge upticks back up, so we stopped because we take it very seriously, and it's spreading. And their attitude, the president's attitude, his campaign's attitude, I just think they took the wrong road. I think defiance. You can defy the swamp. I'm with it. Love it all day. But when you start defying science and stuff, I kind of go, what are we doing? And you make it too easy for the other side.
Tyrus,
and I think he's made easy arguments.
Let me ask you a question about that. What is it about Joe Biden's plan or a blue state governor plan or anything that you think is actually better than what red states or what Trump's doing?
Oh, I don't. I think the CDC plan and the doctor's plans is better. When you say just the fact that you're saying blue state, red state with a pandemic, we're already losing. Because every blue state has red Republicans living in it. Every red state has.
Yeah, I live in Illinois. I know a lot about that.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is when we're even saying blue state, red state, we're politicizing medicine and we're going to lose because we're not getting it. And has Joe done anything? Does he have a spectacular plan? No. He's just doing the exact opposite of what President Trump's doing. And they're making fun of him. They're out of the basement. We've made jokes. But when you think about it, a lot of Americans are living that way. We see the mail-in voting. We're seeing all these things, and we're going, you know what? Maybe this might not have been the way to go. Maybe playing it down the line or just sticking with the consensus of the CDC or Dr. Fauci or whatever, not getting into personal battles with them. All those things hurt us. And if you think it doesn't, and if you think it's no big deal, fine. I'm just, I don't know, paranoid. But when I see the same type of polling over and over again, and I'm not seeing the changes that we saw with Hillary, and polling, you can take it with a grain of salt, but certain things, because we're seeing a mass number of votes. I think we're up to, what, 72 million or maybe 80 million, which is fine. It's not how many votes, it's where are the votes.
Yeah.
Because it's electoral. That's what we need to be looking at. We need to be looking at Wisconsin, Michigan. Florida's always a toss-up state. That will come down to the wire. We probably won't get Florida results probably for a day or two. But I think that it's just really going to – it's a lot closer than it needs to be because you can be brash with politics. You can be brash with beliefs and stuff. But just kind of thumbing your nose up to the CDC and stuff and giving them the fear to pitch, because Democrats aren't good at pitching fear. That's always been something Republicans did. We always wanted to up our army in case of – terrorism and things like that, and be preemptive and law and order and those types. That's always been kind of our bread and butter. And we just gave them way too much ammunition in this. Whether you agree or disagree, you don't think it's a big deal, but look at those numbers. And I'm worried. I'm a little worried because I really don't want to deal with super high taxes.
I agree.
Now that we're in what?
I agree that there's probably been too much ammunition that has been provided. The problem is that Donald Trump is fighting on a two-front war here with the media and with the Democrats, who are going to do everything they can to get elected. And I just I strongly feel like a lot of the messaging that has come out of the Trump administration has been bastardized by the media, and that it's just the I mean, it seems to me like what you're saying is what the if perception is reality, then I agree with you. The problem is that I think we have a broken media that has actively pursued creating a perception, because that will sell to a portion of the American people, and they believe enough of the American people. We got to run.
All I'm talking about, all I'm talking about is COVID. Everything else, I love what the president has done. I support him on all his other policies. I just hate how he allowed himself to get caught up in a war when it has to do with medicine. That's my only issue.
Are you good and safe from that hurricane that ripped through Louisiana once again? Y'all good?
Yeah, we're out of power right now. That's about it.
Well, I'm sure that it will come back on soon. And every time I see that, I'm like, gosh, it's like it's hitting that same area of the Gulf over and over and over again. You guys have been pretty resilient.
This is our number seven. We're still standing.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
Bring it on. I wouldn't say that.
Next hurricane's name is going to be what's her name?
There's two. Yeah, exactly. You've gone through the whole Greek alphabet now.
There's still two months of hurricane what's his name.
It's 2 months of 2020 left. I would be careful about those challenges. Tyrus, it's great to have you on here. We always love your original takes and the conversation.
Yeah, I'm sure some people are mad at me, but I got to call it like I see it.
As long as they're still listening.
Doesn't mean I'm right. Doesn't matter if we're right.
Next week we'll talk, and it'll be post-election day. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, phenomenal.
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
All right, bye.
Tyrus, host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, and you can become a subscriber at foxnation.com. Don't know how many of y'all are going to be signing up for what he's doing right now, but listen, he's got an opinion. And from a perception, I'm going to talk about this a little bit when we come back. What he's saying is very true regarding how many people see what's going on right now. If they don't know the bias that exists right now in our media coverage, Tyrus is right. Tyrus is spot on. But when you consider the two fronts that Donald Trump is having to fight on this, that's something that a lot of people, me included, love about Donald Trump. He does not back down. Let's talk about it when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so it sounds like we got some people on the line who would like to maybe react a little bit to what Tyrus was saying. I know that there's a lot of people who disagreed with what Tyrus was articulating on the president and the way he's handled COVID. It's kind of one of those things where I feel like on a lot of things, the president, he doesn't play on the field that the Democrats set for him, because the Democrats control the rules and the Democrats manipulate the rules and move the goalposts as the game continues to go on. So the president is used to just blowing it out of the water and making sure that he can play on his own terms and make his own rules. And he usually wins doing so. COVID is a little bit different. And when I'm looking at what Tyrus was saying, you know, saying that the president really missed on this and that, you know, people are still staying in their basements and that the way that the Biden campaign has been playing this with like extra, like overt, like the social distancing is the most prominent thing that exists at a Joe Biden rally. Not just because there aren't that many people there, but they've got the obnoxious white circles. Like, they could just tell people to socially distance, but no, like they're sitting on carpet squares for story time in pre-K. They've got them in their places so that they know exactly where to be. But that's so that you see it. Because they believe that when you see it, that's going to invoke a reaction in you, and you're going to trust them more or trust them less. I think what the president has done is what he normally does, which is to play this game by his own rules. And he has taken a message of hope. When the president has said that, you know, like when he came out and said, you know, it would be wonderful to have the churches filled for Easter, I thought, oh my gosh, that would be amazing. That gave me hope. Obviously, the churches were not filled for Easter, and they're still not being filled right now. I think that the idea, I think that being anti-mask, as much as he's been anti-mask, was probably overtly the wrong call. I'm not saying he should have been pro-mask. I'm not saying he should have gone out and been obsessively pro-mask. But the president made a decision to not wear a mask, in my opinion, to give a vision of hope to the American people. I think that that's a good thing. That is something that the media gets to take and translate to you and then reinforce every hour of every day, every word of every article, every status and every tweet. They get to set a narrative and reinforce it over and over and over again. And because the media is so slanted against this president and he's constantly going toe-to-toe with them, so he's not backing down from this fight, they get to color in all the lines of how the president presents himself on this. And that ends up putting out there a narrative that is much like what Tyrus was just saying. I am so disgusted with the American media. I am so disgusted with the last three threads that journalism in this country is hanging on. Because you and I are the people who are screwed in the end. There is no advocate for truth. And truth does not have a party. There is an advocate for partisanship. And it's not even, they're not even hiding it anymore. There's not even an effort to make it, you know, low key. It's just overt. And we see it now, not just in the mainstream media, but in social media as well. If you want to weigh in on this issue, give us a call, 314-241-9797. Bonnie is on line one. Bonnie, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Good to have you here.
Hey, you know, I'm a fervent Trump supporter. I don't agree with his manner of speaking. I don't particularly like it, but I agree with all of his policies. And we are fighting an invisible enemy, which is the COVID virus. It's a very real, harsh enemy. However, the media and the Democrats, in my opinion, are using that very real enemy to pull in two other greater enemies, and that is fear and love. It's fear of getting that disease, and then if not that, then fear for your loved ones, because there aren't very many more powerful emotions than fear and love. And they're playing that against the American people. And I believe when President Trump didn't wear a mask, he was not allowing that media ridiculous manipulation of our people. Many of us don't feel that masks are anything more than a control, because such a small minority of our population is affected, you know, in a mortal way where they pass away. Not to say that people with relatives in nursing homes shouldn't be extra careful, or people with elderly. I'm elderly myself. I'm going to be 66 in February, but I'm behind President Trump and what he has done and what he continues to try to do, which we have no advocate in the media. So he is our only advocate, in my opinion, aside from all of his supporters in the Senate and Congress that do stick up for him.
I think that's
and you guys, of course.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you for listening. We appreciate that you're here.
Sure.
Okay. I think that is a very valid point. And I think that is the biggest Charm is kind of a I don't know, contrite word to use to explain it. But the president's charm, the thing that people appreciate him for, is that he is our advocate in the midst of all this. Because when the media is doing what they're doing right now, when the media is sidestepping truth, exposing truth, whether it's good or bad for anybody, when the media is picking and choosing what stories to cover, how to cover stories, who they're going to go to cover stories, they're making the choice for you. It doesn't even get to you. You don't even have the opportunity presented to yourself to make that decision on how you feel about a particular issue. All of that is pre-processed and pre-packaged with a pretty little bow on it. So that by the time it gets to you, guess what? You don't even have to use your brain. You don't have to rub two brain cells together to come up with an original thought. They don't want you to have to worry about that. They want to take care of that for you, which is much what big government wants to do. I'm very interested to see, regardless of how the election goes on Tuesday, I'm very interested to see, the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden story. Is this a real story? They're not covering it right now. I'm interested to see how it goes, especially if, you know, when we hear about all these conspiracy theories, like this is really Kamala's presidency and Joe Biden's just a placeholder. A lot of people think that the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden stories are like a bipartisan effort to make sure that Joe Biden can get out of there in the first place. Wow. I wish we had an honest media that would be out there to expose these stories for us so that we wouldn't have to wonder on things. I don't think that's what's happening, but I get stuff from you folks all the time. Is this true? Is that true? And most of the time I'm like, I don't think so. But nobody's ever going to root it out to let us know, and it's just going to let these things fester, which is bad. Let's get to Carol, who is online too. Carol, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, thank you. Like your last caller, I am in a vulnerable category because of my age. But I admire President Trump for taking the stand that he is. As he said in the debate, we have to learn to live with this virus. And Joe Biden has the take on this that it's a doomsday thing, and if you don't hide out in your house for the rest of your life, you're going to get this virus and die. There have been so many, improvements made in the care of the virus. If you do get it, there have been many, many studies that have proven that if you are in a lower age bracket, you are you might get the virus, but you're not going to die from it. And I think people look at him, see that he is wanting to move on. He's wanting to open up businesses. He's wanting to get kids back in school. He's wanting us to get on with our lives rather than just hiding in the basement.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it, Carol. And, you know, as much as we see that the president is peddling hope and he's being criticized for it, Joe Biden is 100% peddling fear, and nobody's criticizing him for it. There isn't anybody else out there that's pushing back on Joe Biden, saying that this is you know, not a positive way to lead. When you listen to his speeches, it is all fear. It's amazing to hear, and it's sad to hear. And I don't want that to be our future. Let's get to Mark's call here real quick before we get to a break. Mark, thanks for holding on the show.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call today.
You're welcome.
Say the same thing that I said to your screener. I'm 64 years old. I'm a COVID survivor. I had it in July. I was sick for about 3 days. I wouldn't want it again, but it's definitely not the big bad wolf completely. I think that President Trump has followed the Constitution. He's allowed the governors to interpret the guidelines that he set down. I believe that every time I saw him, he was surrounded by scientists, and so they've undoubtedly helped him formulate those guidelines. But you're absolutely right. We don't need to live in fear. If you are afraid, stay home. If you're vulnerable, stay home. If you care for somebody who's vulnerable, protect them. But if you're a normal human being, you're not going to die from this. And it's time that we got on with our lives.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate that, Mark. I think that is a good message of hope. And when Mark says that, that's really, you know, as a COVID survivor, when he's saying that he's in his early 60s and it was 3 days of not fun, wouldn't want it again, but he got through it. I mean, it's real. It's out there. People are getting COVID. We get that. But the idea that it is something that we need to shut everything down for, I can't reconcile that. And people are losing their livelihoods over this. And of course, Joe Biden would say, elect him and he'll take care of it. He said he's not going to shut down the economy. He's going to shut down the virus. Is he God? I did not understand. I did not know that he had these superpowers. I mean, I know that Donald Trump, as he has told us, he gets his power from his hair. But Joe Biden, I don't know where he gets his power from. Maybe it's from his Ray-Bans. I don't know. Where would Joe Biden get his power
Probably
from?
Probably the very back of his hair that just stands out a little bit.
The curl?
Yeah, that little thing.
The flip? It's a flip. It's not a curl. I'm looking at it right now. It's
Are
a
you?
Flip. Yeah, he's right behind me on my screen, and I can see it on
as I watch
the Facebook Live. Join us, Annie Fry YouTube page. We're streaming live right now. You can participate in a chat there. Go on to the chat and say hi to Brad. He's moderating that for us right now. And the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, streaming live every day, and you can participate in this chat and join the AFS family that is always discussing these issues. I love reading the comments. It helps steer the show and keep us grounded. So stick around. We'll be back with more of this conversation when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Some of the auto workers who I thought were going to go back to Joe Biden were very clear with me last night. They were voting for President Trump. And I think what we're seeing now is that on the ground, people have to turn out their votes.
So that was Representative Dingell. She's a Democrat, and talking about some auto workers, some union workers who are making it clear to her he's supporting Donald Trump in this election. And, you know, the big question is what's going to happen on Tuesday. I don't know if Mark Lauder has the answer, but it's really worth asking him if he can give us a little peek behind the curtain of what the Trump 2020 campaign is expecting to happen here. Mark Lauder, Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump 2020 campaign, joining us now. Mark, can you give us a glimmer of hope as we march towards 5 days towards this election, what you guys expect to happen?
I can give you many glimmers of hope.
Let's go.
The president's going to win.
I love that. That's a great
president's
start.
Going to win. Yeah. No, I mean, but we got to get out to vote. That's the key. That's the answer. You know, the vice president loves to say it. Friends don't let friends vote alone. So vote and bring some friends who are also going to vote. But what all of our numbers are showing us, and look, I'll tell you, the early voting numbers that the Democrats are seeing in many battleground states are terrifying them. They are not running up the margins they need to overcome not only what we're doing in terms of our early voting, but also the swarm of voters that will come out for the president on election day, which is when typically most Republicans cast their ballots. So they know this. And they also know that just since this last debate, when Joe Biden imploded, you know, he's now cost himself basically Pennsylvania. There's the reason why he's in Georgia. It's a Hail Mary, because they're trying to find some place in the map that they can try to flip something, because they know that they've lost Pennsylvania. And with that goes the election.
Mark, I want to ask you about watching Fox News, which is what a lot of our listeners are watching as this coverage continues, listening to Chris Steigerwalt react to, you know, the political map and how things are going to fall. They've moved Wisconsin from a toss-up to lean Dem. They've said Minnesota is now not lean Dem, but likely Democrat. And they've said that Georgia now from lean GOP now goes to a toss-up. So the people who are listening to my show right now, who are probably consuming a lot of what they're getting from Fox News and seeing the polls, I mean, we have flashbacks of 2016 here, but why is it that your confidence is coming through so crystal clear here when, comparatively speaking, if you're taking in Fox News or Lord knows the rest of the mainstream media, they're not exuding this kind of confidence?
Well, I think there's, you know, put it this way. They were wrong in 2016. Our data was right. They're wrong again in 2020, and our data is right. I can point to you probably five or six different things that are actually happening on the ground, not in fake polls and bad models, but real votes, real work that's taking place. I mean, we have the largest grassroots organization in the history of presidential politics. We have more volunteers than Barack Obama had in 2012. We've contacted more voters than Barack Obama had in 2012. We've tripled the number of voters we've contacted in 2016, and we won in 2016. So we've got all of the basic things that you have to do to win an election. And if Fox polling has always been notoriously horrible, it's no different this time. So you know what? Let them go out and make their projections so they can make their maps look colorful and pretty. But I know that those, I know where they're going to be, and it's mostly going to be red come election night. Because I do this for a living. I don't just comment on it.
Yeah, you are just the Director of Strategic Communications for Trump 2020, Mark Lauder, as I was just getting ready to introduce you again. Mark, what are you seeing from the rallies? You know, we see them all day. He's doing multiple rallies a day, of course. What are you seeing from these rallies as far as Democrat voters maybe crossing over to vote for Republicans?
It's really unbelievable. You know, we're seeing in these rallies, which, you know, each one of these rallies, we have, you know, 20,000 plus signing up for tickets for these rallies. And when you look at the data, which is what we do, see, we're the pros in this. So we actually do the work, not just comment on it. We're seeing that 25 to 30% of the people who are attending those rallies are not Republicans. We're seeing 20 to 25% of the people who are going to those rallies didn't vote in 16. So when you take a state like Pennsylvania, let's say Pennsylvania, where the president won by 44,000 votes in 2016, we've added 200,000 more Republicans to the state, registered Republicans to the state since then. So now we've got about a 250,000 vote margin. And when we have five rallies for easy math with 100,000 people total, and 20% of them didn't vote in 2016, 30% of them aren't even Republicans. Well, there's another 50,000. I mean, so you're now looking at, I mean, that's how we do math in politics when you win.
Yeah. I want to ask you about, you know, any specific states that are of interest. I listed off Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Georgia, suggesting that Georgia is now a toss-up. We saw that the vice president has been in Georgia. You're saying that that's a desperation play. You know, other people suggesting that they think Georgia is now in play. It hasn't gone Democrat for quite some time. What states are you counting on, especially with all of them being on the East Coast? It seems as though we might have an idea early how this is going to go, how this is going to break.
Well, obviously, you're going to want to watch Florida. You'll watch Georgia. You'll watch North Carolina. And then as we move west, you'll look, you know, I'm not worried about Texas, and I pray and hope and encourage the Democrats to please waste more time and more money in Texas, because you're not winning a state where you said you want to end the oil industry and take your guns. That's not a winning message in Texas. And then we move to Arizona, Nevada. And as all of those states come in, You know, obviously, we didn't win Nevada last time. We'd like to get it this time. We think there's a really good chance we can. You know, as we hold the states and hold the map that we won in 2016, now you move to the upper Midwest. And now Minnesota is in play. Again, a state we almost won in 16 but didn't quite get. That's definitely in play. Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire. You know, we start picking off – if we just pick off one of those upper mid – four upper Midwest states – it's over. Joe Biden has to run the table on all of them.
Yeah.
Not just one of them. He has to win them all.
I want to
add. And not lose Nevada, not lose New Hampshire.
I want to ask you about, you went back and you were talking about the attendees at these rallies, because I see Ronna McDaniel's tweets where she lists off, you know, this is how many people attended, this is how many people were this percentage was Democrats, this amount of people didn't vote in 2016, it's always shocking to me, the percentage of people specifically, whether they're Republican or Democrat doesn't matter to me, but if they didn't vote in 2016 and they're at a Trump rally in 2020, that says something. Is there a consistency, is there a single issue that is motivating these people to be this active in their support for President Trump?
Well, I think, you know, again, I think in 2016, I think there was a lot of, you know, obviously, you know, President Trump was not a politician. He was untested. And there was probably some who were not convinced whether he was going to support Republican values or if he would be able to fulfill his promises on growing the economy, creating jobs and tax cuts and all the things that he did. When they saw him actually deliver on his promises, it became a lot easier for some of those folks who may have just sat on the sidelines and said, yeah, I mean, I really don't like her, not sold on him, so I'm either not going to vote or maybe I'll skip that race. But in 2020, they're like, no, the man's delivered on the promises he made to us, and it's working. And I have no problem coming out and supporting him in 2020.
Well, Mark Lauder, it's a pleasure speaking with you, Director of Strategic Communications for 2020 campaign. Your confidence is something I know a lot of people are liking to hear, because as you pointed out correctly, you guys were right in 2016, and you were one of the only folks who was right. So hearing your numbers and how they stack up, it's a nice thing to hear, and we appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. Always happy to come back.
Absolutely. We would have you back. Mark Lauder, thank you so much. Good to have you on the show. I listened to his confidence. It doesn't seem to me that he is wavering. It's his job to not be wavering in the way he delivers this information. If we were to have him come on here and he were to be like, well, I don't know, we're going to try to squeak it out in Pennsylvania, and if we don't win Pennsylvania, we'll try to do, you know, that would be concerning. But listening to him talk about what he knows and what they're polling. And again, those numbers that come out at the, if a Trump rally is a cross section of a state, I don't know that you can say that that's going to be, they're the super fans, obviously. But the amount of people who are willing to show up at these events who wouldn't have voted before or who are Democrats, I always think that's pretty shocking. In the next hour, we're going to speak with Kevin Wheeler, and he is a KMOX sports reporter. We're going to talk to him about the World Series last night. The name in my head is Devin Archer, which I'm pretty sure is not accurate because I think he's with Hunter Biden somewhere. He found out in the eighth inning that he tested positive for coronavirus. Then the Dodgers win the World Series, and then he comes out onto the field and celebrates with the Dodgers team, and he's getting a ton of crap for it right now. I think mostly because it was a bonehead move, but I also think that it's sports and nobody has anything else to talk about, so he's at that misfortune. But we're also going to talk about the new manager of the Chicago White Sox, somebody you're very familiar with. We'll talk about it in 2 o'clock hour. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.
parts.